Have you ever thought about what the Lord's Supper smells like? You know, smell plays an important role in our lives. The limbic system comprises of a set of structures within our brain that are regarded as playing a major role in controlling our mood, our memory, our behavior, and our emotion. Knowing this helps us to understand why smells play such an important role in those factors, our memory, our mood, and our emotion. The sense of smell is closely linked with memory, probably more so than any other of their senses. Those with a full olfactory function may be able to think of smells that invoke particular memories. This can often happen spontaneously, with the smell acting as a trigger and recalling a long-forgotten event or experience. In addition to being the sense that most closely linked to memory, smell is also highly emotive. The perfume industry is built around this connection, with perfumers developing fragrances that convey vast arrays of emotions and feelings, from desire to power, from vitality to relaxation. It is likely that much of our emotional response to a smell is governed by association, something which was born out of the fact that different people have a completely different perception of the same smell. Going back to a perfume, for example, one person may find that particular brand powerful and aromatic and heady, with another person describing it as overpowering and sickly and even nauseating. Despite this, however, there are certain smells that all humans find repugnant, largely because they warn us of danger, the smell of smoke, for example, or rotten food, or even the smell of decomposing flesh. But what about the smells of the Lord's Supper? The unleavened bread, with its minimal list of ingredients, has very little aroma. The grape juice is more fragrant, but in its small sample size, it limits its bouquet. So what other smells are associated with the Lord's Supper? Well, they're very important smells and fragrances. Just as smells can affect our emotions and our moods, smells has an effect on God. After the flood, you'll remember in Genesis 8:20 and 21, it says this, "And Noah built an altar to the Lord, and he took every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar." And 21 says, "And the Lord smelled the soothing aroma. And the Lord said to himself, I will never curse the ground on the account of man, for the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth, and I will never again destroy every living thing as I have done." The smell of sin is repugnant to God, and it reeks of death. Conversely, the smell of sacrifice and offering is soothing to God, and it's the perfect sacrifice and the perfect offering is therefore the most soothing and satisfying to God. Ephesians 5:2 says this, "And walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma." So as we partake of these emblems that represents Christ's body and his blood, and we remember his sacrifice and offering, we also exude the fragrance of Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14 through 16 says this, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God, among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. From one, the aroma from death to death, but to the other, the aroma from life to life." Father, we come before you, praying that we are, through Christ, a fragrant and soothing aroma to you. We pray, Father, that as we remember that perfect sacrifice, that perfect offering for our sin, that, Father, you no longer smell the stench of sin and death. But, Father, may we lift up the smell of Christ as a sweet-smelling, soothing aroma to you. I pray, Father, that as we examine ourselves, that, Father, that we'll really not be nose-blind to who we are. That, Father, we know that we need to have the fragrance of Christ in our life. And so, Father, we ask at this time, as we remember him, that, Father, you'll smell us in the fragrance of Christ. For we ask it in his holy name.